This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. If you have flown any time in the last couple of years, you know that it has gotten a lot more uncomfortable to get up there in the air. The airlines have made the seats narrower at the same time that we're getting wider. There's less leg room, and there's a concept called densification. Let's get as many people jammed into this big flying cigar tube as possible. Well, you might have thought it's gone as far as it could possibly go, but my next guest says nope. The airlines are still working on ways to pack even more people in. His name is Hugo Martin. He writes for the LA Times. Hugo, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you for having me.
You wrote recently about an expo that was held in Hamburg, Germany, over exactly this concept. What went on there?
Right. Well, this is an expo that happens every year, and it's been touring around the world. It was here in LA a few years ago, and basically all the big airlines get together with the folks that design and manufacture the seats and the interiors of planes. And over the past few years, the big sort of theme from these expos has been, you know, how do we make these seats lighter, smaller, and how do we fit more of them in each cabin? And of course, the bottom line is the airlines want to get as much, money out of each flight as they can. And the secret to doing that is getting as many of you and me in there as possibly as possible.
Yeah, the basic concept is, look, we're already putting the plane in the air. We're already headed for a destination. Let's get
right.
as many people on here as possible. But the part about the lighter seats, what is that about?
Well, there's two things that does is if you get on most major airlines today, you'll see that the seats seem a little thinner. The cushions in the bottom and in the back are thinner, and that does two things. One, the seat is actually lighter, and if the plane is lighter, it uses less fuel. But also, if the seats are thinner, they can squeeze more of them in there without cutting too much of your leg room. In other words, you sort of sit back a little bit more, maybe a couple of inches, and if you cut back a couple of inches on each seat on a plane with, you know, over 200 passengers, you can actually fit in another row of seats, and that's what they're looking for, is getting that one extra row of seats in there and filling those up.
Are they looking at different designs for the interior of the plane?
Yeah, and at the expo, there was a couple of different companies that were offering some different designs. There's one that has a sort of diagonal layout where the seats are sort of in a staggered diagonal layout. And then there was another interior manufacturer who had a couple of seats where passengers actually face each other, so it was a.
No! That is
it was
not
one
gonna
seat
work.
Facing forward, the next one facing backwards, and then the following one facing forward. And what that does is it sort of cuts down just again a couple of inches on the space between seats, and you also lose armrest. So that's another thing that makes the plane a little lighter. These are all ideas that these manufacturers are pitching to airlines. So we got to wait to see which of the airlines buy these and start installing them.
That concept of having to fly backwards, I mean, even if you're only going halfway across the country, you know, still you're going to be in the air for 2, maybe 3 hours, and to fly backwards that whole time. And not only that, I assume we're talking about the center seat being the backward seat, and the
right.
window and aisle are facing forward. So now you're spending the entire flight looking at people.
Right. And the other thing that a lot of airlines are losing is the recline. Most of these new seats have no recline. They're sort of locked into a semi-reclined position, but you can't push them all the way back and take a little nap there.
Well, pushing them all the way back. I will tell you, as a person who is 6'4" tall,
yeah.
I'm in favor of losing the concept of recline. First of all, it's not even, recline is the wrong word. It's more of a lean. I mean, it moves back a couple of inches. I don't know anybody who ever said, that is so much better when they got those couple of inches of lean back. And I can tell you, as the person sitting behind you, who already has limited leg room, now my kneecap is feeling your pancreas, and neither one of us is comfortable. So, getting rid of recline is a good idea. Getting rid of the armrests, though, again, how far are these airlines going to be able to go before the passengers revolt?
Well, that's what they're, you know, they're testing the boundaries clearly. I mean, they're trying to see how far they can go. You know, some of these airlines, if you go like Spirit Airline, which is based down in Florida, they're the ones probably pushing the boundary the most. Their seats are super thin. They have the least amount of leg room, and just about every seat is locked into one position, so there's no recline at all. You know, and at this expo, there were even companies that were talking about lightweight seat belts. I mean, they're going so far as to cut the weight of the lap belt to try to save airlines some money.
Are they getting to a point here where they're starting to threaten safety?
Well, they can't. I mean, at some point, the airlines are going to start bumping up against FAA rules, and they're not going to be able to squeeze, you know, that many more passengers. But, you know, they're trying to see as far as they can get, see how far they can get.
Yeah. By the way, is there a maximum number of people per plane as prescribed by federal law?
Well, the way the federal law works is it says your passengers have to be able to evacuate in case of emergency within a certain time frame. And if you have too many people squeezed into seats that are too small, that's when you bump into that rule. So it varies by the size of the plane and how you configure it, what that number is. But basically, the FAA says these people have to be able to get out of their seats and get out of that plane in an emergency in a really, you know, short time. One thing that airlines are doing in that regard is they're making the seats so that the bottoms, tip up. Sort of like in park benches baseball.
Like in a movie theater where the seat...
Yeah,
I was going to mention that was my idea because, you know, anytime you've ever sat in an aisle where you had to squeeze by people, okay, maybe they're nice enough to get up and get out into the aisle, but you still got to squeeze by their seats. If that seat pulled up a little bit and folded up the way a movie theater or ballpark seat does...
Ballpark, yeah.
Yeah, now we can get out of there a little more quickly.
Right. So you may be seeing more of those type of seats out there.
I'm not sure that that's going to be more comfortable, but in the long run, you know, it may be something as far as safety is concerned. Do the airlines, you mentioned Spirit, and I saw a piece recently that said that Spirit is really not all that unhappy with the number of people who complain because 99.99% of their customers never complain. That doesn't mean that everybody's happy, of course. A lot of people may grumble about things and not be happy with them and never file a formal complaint. But are the airlines suffering at all from consumer, atrophy over what airlines have done to us through the years?
No. In fact, you bring up a good point. Spirit, there was a study that came out just a couple weeks ago that said Spirit had the highest rate of complaints among its passengers. Yet Spirit was also the most profitable airline in the country last year. They're, you know, basically laughing all the way to the bank. You know, demand for travel has gone up since the economy's begun to rebound, and airlines like Spirit and other low-cost airlines, and even the major airlines, they're doing very well. They're starting to record record profits in the past few months, past year, I should say.
So either we're happy or we're suffering in silence and still buying those tickets.
Well, we're definitely buying the tickets, and the airlines are happy that we're doing it.
Please tell me they're not going to make the bathrooms any smaller.
Actually, I did see someone at the expo did have some plans for trying to squeeze some more seats by shrinking the bathroom.
I've joked about this with friends of mine. I don't understand how anybody can ever join the Mile High Club when barely one person can fit in a modern airline bathroom. Making them any smaller is going to make people hold it for the whole flight because it's getting ridiculous. Or maybe they'll have to go, what's the name of that Irish airline? Ryanair.
Ryanair, right.
Yeah, where they're going to start charging you to go in the bathroom if you want to go in there and make it a revenue stream.
Revenue stream is a good way of putting it. So far no airline has proposed charging to use the laboratories on planes. And I'm not sure if the FAA would allow that, but I'm sure it's been discussed.
I bet you it has, absolutely. Very interesting, Hugo. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
All right, thank you.
Hugo Martin is a business writer for the Los Angeles Times. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.